Skrull Nation, this is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, we are your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. Get your appointments in quick. It's finals week coming up, so we're going to get real busy with people. As always, I'm Ryan McQueeny, joined by the lovely and talented Kate Harrington.
Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing this week, Kate?
I'm sleepy, but good.
You're sitting here on your phone before the show looking up at synonyms for good, and you come up with sleepy?
I didn't look up synonyms for good. I just looked up synonyms or adjectives for how you're feeling, which gave me a lot of a weird range of words.
Okay. Well,
vehement. I'm not angry, you know?
Okay. We've got a couple more chances at this throughout the show. And there's always next week. So don't let me down. Anyway, it's a beautiful Friday morning, made even better by our very special guest on the show this week. We have an equable tutor joining us this week. Her name is Shelby Enlow. How are you, Shelby?
Hey, I'm good.
See, that's a hello, Kate. That is a hello for you.
Showing me up already.
You know what? They're just going to replace you with me by the end of this.
Uh-oh.
We'll
talk about that after the show.
Oh, my God.
It is a beautiful Friday morning. I think the weather is finally... We're on the up and up now.
I agree.
I think it's finally decided that
it's supposed to be 60 spring. On Tuesday.
Yeah.
But rainy.
Delightful.
How was everybody's weeks?
It was cold this week.
It was cold. I was just gonna use that as an excuse to transition into mentioning the fact that Kendrick Lamar dropped a
EP. Oh, how was your week?
Night.
Yeah.
Really good. Kendrick Lamar just dropped the EP last night. It was really good. We normally, Shelby, we take the first few minutes normally to have me geek out on a pop culture reference for some reason.
It's usually Kanye.
Yeah.
It's been
Kanye for the last couple of weeks because it was Yeezy season. And now it's Cornrow Kenny is what he was saying a lot in the album. So it's Cornrow Kenny season.
Interesting.
He's rocking the cornrows these days.
Good for him.
Yeah. It was a good album or a good listen. Also, House of Cards today. Are you a House of Cardser?
Not yet. I have been trying to find the time in my life to start it.
Okay.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it's wonderful.
I'm the only one who's seen it here.
One thing is that I fear that I couldn't do it in 2016 because of all the political
just
insanity
kind of
going
bad
on
timing.
Yeah. Right now.
I feel you.
Yeah. You get too much away from TV.
Yeah, actually, might be right to just give politics a break for a little bit. I would agree with that.
It's everywhere.
That's one of those things where I kind of just have to watch. You know how this, you kind of just, you've watched enough of a TV show where you just are forced to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
You can just let it go, you know?
I can't.
That's what
do
I did
that.
With Weeds. I just completely quit Weeds at some point.
I quit Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, halfway through the third
you
season.
Did? I actually really adored their most recent season.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
You're the only person I know who liked it.
Speaking of,
I just
oranges.
Like that Piper is just, they're recognizing that Piper is a despicable person.
Yeah, true.
Which hurts me because I love me some Pipes, but whatever.
Some Pipes.
Also, I want to name my first daughter Piper. Side note.
Adorable name.
Whatever.
Aww. I love that you have names planned.
Just for my daughter.
Children.
I kind of want to name my
Kanye.
Kid.
Kendrick.
I kind of want to name my son Porter, but my neighbor.
Piper and Porter would be so cute.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Very, very, very Caucasian, though.
Okay, but my neighbor who I graduated with, who is already married and has kids, which kind of makes me feel like, what?
But yeah.
It just about like kind of what am I doing with my life?
Right.
You're like already a mother and I'm hosting this radio show. But
so equal, literally.
Her kids, she had twin boys and one of them's named Porter.
Oh, so you feel like you can't take that name now?
Yeah, and our parents are, like, my mom's friends with her parents, and it's just like, you know, what is my mom going to be like, so Ryan named his son Porter, too?
Right.
It's going to be awkward. Porter. I don't want to make the neighborhood awkward, is what I was saying.
Porter also reminds me of the word portly, which means fat, so.
That's true.
I think it would be a chubby kid.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So maybe if my mom moves ever, I'll name my kid Porter.
Or if you just cut
them
off.
Mom, I know you're listening.
You just cut them off from your life. That's the solution here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's focus.
Oh, I just started right into the mic.
But speaking of laughing and snorting and having a laugh, having a giggle.
having a chortle.
Why I just said that. But, okay,
I guess
so
you use an accent. We're
having a giggle.
Having a giggle. We're talking about that today on the show. That's the theme.
We're talking about giggling.
Yeah. We're talking about comedy. Everyone's favorite thing. I said that so like talking about comedy. No, but we're talking about comedy, and I think we want to kind of just get down to it. Because it's a genre that we have not tackled yet on Scrawl Radio. We take ourselves very seriously, as you know, so this will be, you know, a chance for us to, you know, be a little bit more laid back than we typically are.
If that's possible.
So, Shelby, who are you? What do you do at the Writing
Center?
Yeah,
why are you on this comedy show?
Who is this woman that wandered into the studio?
Yeah,
get her out.
Why does this make sense? Explain.
So I'm Shelby, and so I'm a writing tutor.
Hi, Shelby.
I have an addiction to peer writing tutoring. I'm a writing tutor with the Writing Center, along with you guys. I am also on the workshops team there, and I'm a writing fellow, which is fun times, as you all know.
Yes.
As far as like what I do outside of the Writing Center, I actually do Radio DePaul outside of this show. I'm not just a guest.
What is that? So what's a Radio DePaul?
Oh my God.
Chicago's College Connection.
I just have my own show for DePaul's
Pitch
College
it.
Radio
Pitch
station.
It right now.
Pitch it? Okay. Oh God. I haven't been able to do this. So it's called LOL with Shelby and Selena. I do it with my friend Selena, which means we can do whatever we want every week. The title is a complete rip off of Marc Maron. And we just talk about anything, topics in comedy, TV, movies, anything having to do with humor. And sometimes we do fun game segments. It's a real blast. And we do it every Monday night at 11.
There you go. That was the plug. There's the plug. We're all about free plugs at Scrawl Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about free plugs.
That's
I love a nice
kind.
Free plug.
Yeah, I think when you said, yeah, Shelby to pitch it, you meant her to plug it.
Yeah. But pitch it. It was a pitch. Like, give me why I should listen to it.
Right. It's okay, yeah, true.
A pitch.
Right.
All right, so you do Radio DePaul, Monday nights. Comedy stuff on that.
Yes, I do comedy stuff on that. I went through the Second City program, improv program. I graduated from that, and I'm at I.O. So I do improv at least once a week. And
wait, what is I.O.? I don't know what that is.
So
I know what Second City is.
I.O. is basically Second City's like sister training program.
Oh.
It's like if you do one, you should probably do the other.
Oh, okay.
I.O. is long form, while Second City is short form.
Okay,
so now you're going to have to define those terms.
So short form is when you basically improvise within game format. Mm-hmm. So like, it's like, okay, you're going to improvise, but you have to do this one thing the whole time and you get a new suggestion for every game.
Uh-huh.
And it's much like you move along quicker.
Uh-huh.
While IO is you do a Herald, which is like an improvised almost play of sorts where you get one suggestion and you run with it for like 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like different beats to it and you have to like tie things in at the end. So yeah, it's more abstract at I/O, but both people ask me which one I like more all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's very much
literally just about to ask you.
Yeah, it's very much apples and oranges. They're both very different and I like very different things about them. And so I really can't say, especially because I haven't been through the whole I/O program yet, but I/O, what I do like about I/O is that it's smaller and it feels more familial. Just because like there's one like head woman there and like, I guess there's less classes. So like, it's like you see, I saw a lot of the same faces around Second City, but especially around I/O, you see a lot of the same people because I'm interning at the box office over there right now too.
You're busy.
I'm a busy lady. That's why it's like when I'm at the Writing Center, like when you do like three different things at the Writing Center, your head's in those three different places.
Yeah.
But then my head is also in like 10 other different places all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I do.
Wait, so Second City and I/O are sister training?
They're not related, but I just like to call them sister training centers because they're like the two like Chicago
improv
like dynasties. And it's like, like Vanessa Bayer, Cecily Strong, A.D. Bryant, they're all people on SNL right now and they all went through both.
Okay.
So did Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, Chris Farley, they all went through both.
Okay.
So yeah, that's just kind of, it's just like, they're kind of related in the way that like anybody who gets out is usually from both of these training centers.
Got it.
Wonderful. And so did you also, we were talking about this earlier, did you also say you were writing for something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I write for Reductress, not as regularly as I like. So Reductress is a women's satirical website. Basically like the Feminist Onion is how it's pitched to people.
Nice.
It's wonderful. So if you think of like Cosmo and like how ridiculous Cosmo is, like 98% of the time, they basically spoof Cosmo all the time. I'm trying to think of like examples. I'll pull some up on a break or something.
Yeah, but, definitely.
So like one article I wrote for them was like, the seven dangers of eating fruit or anything that makes Sharon look better than me. Because it's like it kind of starts as like something real that Cosmo would be saying, like,
yeah,
don't eat too much fruit. There's so much sugar in it. Yeah. Like you can't do anything right.
Exactly. And,
but then like, I was just like, what if there was this woman that like had this seething jealousy for this other woman and in her office? And that's why she was writing this article. So then I just kind of like went from there.
Love that.
Yeah. But like I generally pitch on holidays or like holiday breaks now because it's like I said, with all of the stuff I'm doing, it's just so hard to find it. Like, oh, let's take on extra projects. Over Christmas, I wrote one that was like seven ways to look just like Jamie Lee Curtis from Christmas in the Cranks. Christmas with the Cranks. So that was a fun one to do. And it's an awesome, I just got to hype them up because not only is the website hilarious and it's, like I said to you yesterday, snowballing in popularity. Great phrase because it's redundant.
Wait, can we plug it one more time? How do our listeners get there?
Just go to just Google Reductress and you'll find it. They also have a Facebook and Twitter. And their Facebook is where the Onion, where they post a lot of their articles of the day.
We've just plugged so many things already.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. But the good thing about Reductress for like anyone who wants to be writing comedy is that they are so open and easy to pitch to. Basically, my friend Emily from Second City was like, hey, like you should start pitching to this thing. And I was like, really? You can just do that? And she's like, yeah, you don't get paid. But like, it's like it really like it just like totally immerses you in this network of comedians. Because a lot of like Mara Wilson, she writes for them.
Does she really?
She writes for them.
She's like my favorite Twitter
account. So yeah, she writes for them and
my favorite Twitter account.
You know who Mara Wilson is?
Matilda. And she was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
I know what that is.
Have you never seen Matilda?
Oh, Ryan.
This might be one of those movies that was just kind of on.
It was a book, too.
But
Miracle on 34th Street. Mrs. Doubtfire. She was in that.
She was a child actor.
She was a child
actor. She's our age-ish now.
But she like quit acting and now she's like writing.
She's writing.
Miracle on 34th Street came out in like 1945.
No.
No, like the late 90s version.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, Ryan doesn't know Mara Wilson, that's fine.
I'm thinking of the one that's in black and white.
We don't know what you're talking about. Anyways,
but
I did not know Mara Wilson wrote for The Reductress. Yeah, which is
and
very
it
cool.
was it was so weird because like
I feel stupid.
I didn't realize, you should.
But like I didn't realize either until like one email, like because they send out emails for like which pitches they've accepted, and like my name was right next to her, and I was like, bless me,
that's so cool.
But like, and a lot of there are writers for Samantha Bee's new show Full Frontal on TBS that also pitched to them, I believe,
which is wonderful, by the way.
Fantastic. I'm in love with it.
Plugging that as well.
Oh my God.
Go
my
check
heart,
that out. It's fantastic.
My heart is so with them. Yeah. And so basically it's like, they're like, you want to pitch to us? Just shoot us an email for the lowdown. And so like emailed, they tell you, you just send in 10 pitches and like short descriptions for them. Then they accept them and then you write them up. So it's super easy.
So anyone could do it? Or
me and Ryan
women?
Are going to apply.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
Kate, I think you'd be fantastic at it.
Thanks.
And it's just, yeah, it's a wonderful network of women in general, but like, especially for someone who wants to work in comedy like me, like nothing has gotten me more degrees closer into that community.
Yeah.
Other than just delving right into Reductress.
That little niche.
Fantastic. And speaking of, I kind of want to make a hard transition. It's gonna be one of those meow transitions where you go, what? But what? Speaking of taking steps
taking
into
steps
a community, the community of Word of the Day. The community
we
of
forgot
word
about it.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering. I was looking at the outline and I was like,
where did that go?
Yeah. Normally we do it at the beginning of the episode and I was just so excited to talk about Kendrick Lamar's new album that I completely forgot to mention it.
Yeah, Ryan, get your
also,
head on.
Also, I already forgot how to pronounce it.
Me too.
But okay, so just as a reminder.
Geraldine?
Everyone, just to remember, don't get ahead of yourself. We don't want people cheating.
Okay, sorry. It's not Geraldine.
So word of the day, Shelby, is where we guess a rare or uncommon word. And Kate, why do we do it?
Because words are the currency of life,
the
Shelby.
Currency
just
of life.
So you know.
Yes, make it rain.
I'm making it rain hand some like hand motion right now.
Okay, that song
money
by the one that goes make it rain trick.
Yeah.
That one. So I don't have a story about that song.
Okay.
Just wanted to talk about it.
Well, that's one of those songs where it's
plug
just
it,
you've heard it somehow.
Make it
for whatever
rain
reason.
Yeah.
You just know that tempo for whatever reason. And we were trying to figure it out. And my roommate, we were pulling up the music video, which the music video to this song is literally, it's this rap group on a farm. And there's a drought and like all the crops
no
are
way
dried up.
No.
And stuff. So they have to like make it rain to
no
produce the crops for this town.
That's crazy.
But anyway, that was my
what an abstraction
like,
of the real meaning of that song, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Good on them.
Good
on them for coming up with it. Anyway, word of the day. Gliandice.
No.
We
not
need Robert
it
to get back in.
Gliandice.
No, let me see it.
Gliandice.
That's what I thought he said.
Gliandice. It's Gliandice.
No, there's an R in there.
No, there isn't.
Galliardice.
That's what it is. Galliardice.
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 It's a noun.
It's French.
Of French origin.
It's French, and how does he expect me to speak French? I don't speak French.
Did you take any foreign languages?
Took Spanish for 3 years.
Okay. Well, that's
it's
not
all
gonna, that's not gonna
it's all
help
seeped
you
its way out of my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that to say?
Because we've had people on the show who we get a French or German word, and they're like, "Oh yes, I took French or German in high school," and we're like, "Oh, okay. Well, you win.
You win. Congratulations."
Okay. Galliardice.
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 I have
I think
to guess
it's
it.
A j-
yeah. Well, not right now. We're gonna give you, I'm gonna give you hints later.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give you hints.
Do you have an upfront guess?
Yeah. You can hit me with it, like a quick early guess.
Usually they're topical.
They're topical?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a free hint. Is
okay.
Normally they're
the ability to make something up.
Ooh. Jalliardese.
Wow. Okay. I think you might have just gotten it already. Somehow.
Shelby has a great Jalliardese.
Oh yeah, it's so
great. BS muscle in my brain.
Okay, so if you guys want to join in the early guessing round, 773-325-7341, and you can text us,
or you can tweet at us, hashtag Squirrel Radio.
That's correct.
What your guesses are?
Yeah. Kind of like you just you said. Feel? That's correct.
Or you can upload a YouTube video with your guess
of make it rain.
That is
have
so
it go
much
viral, and then I'll see it.
Okay,
that's your other option. I like to give a third option
or fourth option. Just tell us how you're feeling on this.
Yeah, feel free to text me and just say hi. That's certainly okay. But okay, sticking with the theme of comedy, I want to take a quick break. That's came out wrong, but
mine and Ryan's improv skills are subpar.
First of all, I feel like I'd be good at improv comedy if I got training from a lovely school like you've been to, Shelby. But anyway, I digress. Mm-hmm. I digress.
I thought you were going to say I diverse.
that was what almost came out of my mouth. But we want to take a quick break, and usually we listen to a topical song mm-hmm. over the first break. So we decided to go with the Bo Burnham's Repeat Stuff mm-hmm. this week.
From his comedy special, What?
Because we're so creative here that in our heads we go, comedy show, comedian. So Bo Burnham is a comedian.
Comedian, song.
Comedian, song. Comedy, funny. Is basically how the thought went. But yes, this is Bo Burnham. He is funny. This is Repeat Stuff.
Love songs used to be so beautiful. Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky like a patient etherized upon a table. T.S. Eliot. Nowadays, thanks to corporately owned pop stars, love songs are even more beautiful. How beautiful are today's love songs? I'll show you. I love your hair, I love your name, I love the way you say it. I love your heart and you're so smart, just gave away it. I love your sis, I love your dad, I love your mom. But more than all of that, I love the fact that you are dumb enough to not realize everything I've said has been said before in a thousand ways, in a thousand songs, sung with the same four chords, but you'll still love it. See through this cleverly constructed ruse designed by a marketing team cashing in on puberty and low self-esteem and girls' desperate need to feel loved. America says we love a chorus, but don't get complicated and bore us. Though meaning might be missing, we need to know the words after just one listen. So repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff. My baby, and you know I couldn't live without her. But now I need to make every girl think the song's about her, just to make sure that they spread it like the plague. So I describe my dream girl as really, really vague. Like, I love your hands, cause your fingerprints are like no other. I love your eyes, and they're bluish, brownish, greenish color. I love it when you smile, that you smile wide. And I love how your torso has an arm on either side. Now, if you're my agent, you might be thinking, oh no, sound the alarms, you're not appealing to little girls who don't have arms, but they can't use iTunes, so who needs them? Oh girl, I hope you don't think that I'm rude when I tell you that I love you. I also hope that you don't see through this cleverly constructed ruse designed by a marketing team cashing in on puberty and low self-esteem. Girls desperate need to feel loved. America says we love a chorus, but don't get complicated and bore us. Though meaning might be missing, we need to know the words after just one listen. So repeat stuff, 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 repeat stuff,
stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Repeat it. Repeat it till the day you die.
I'm in magazines full of model teens so far above you. So read them and hate yourself, then pay me to tell you I love you. And your parents will always come along, because their little girl is in love, and how could love be wrong?